Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. And right alongside with me here, as always, in the buddy seat right next to me, is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So we had a good day yesterday, I felt like, because, you know, you mentioned that forage testing, when we test hay, we can really see what we've got in our hay, and especially if you're interested in selling that, there's, you know, information that you would want to know on that front as well. So, and what type of information else is on that forage testing? Is it like crude protein that you've talked about before?
Oh, yeah. There's crude protein, and then there's different measures of energy, okay? All right? Because we've talked about this before many, many, many times. Cattle and early all of our livestock are not lacking in protein. They're lacking in energy.
True.
Okay? All right. So, that's on there. A number that I like, two numbers that I like is relative feed value. That basically converts everything to a known standard, which is full bloom alfalfa. But that's one thing that's on there. And then TDN, total digestible nutrients. I like those two figures. RNV, the relative feed value. It's kind of a newer term. TDN. I'm kind of old school, so it's kind of an old school term.
Yeah, and so for some people that might need some help with, like, interpreting some of those results, they can always contact us.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because
yeah.
I don't know.
Because they're a little scary when you get them back.
Yeah, and they're kind of just in black and white. You know, here's the numbers. Here's
they're scary. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
So anyway, I just kind of wanted to put that out there.
No, that's great. That's great.
But today you are telling us specifically, why are you exactly talking about grain bins for the month of August?
Because the combines are rolling.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
And they're probably rolling in your part of the world even more than my part of the world. Okay,
yeah.
If they're not rolling, by now they're going to be rolling pretty quick. So my quick PSA this morning is the school buses are rolling, the combines are rolling. Give yourself 10 minutes extra and take a chill pill. Okay,
yeah.
All right?
It's like my little girl loves the song Wheels on the Bus.
Okay.
And all of those are in motion.
They're all in motion right now. School's back in session. Mm-hmm. Harvest season's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Leave 10 minutes early. Take a chill pill.
Yeah. Now to get to the topic at hand, I don't want to waste any time.
Let me get off this soapbox. Let me step down. Okay? All right?
You can tell we have a really good time in the mornings at 5 a.m. So, Chris, today's topic is preparing those grain bins for the fall harvest. So, tell us some tips that we need to be doing right now.
Clean them out.
They're rolling clean them out.
Kristen likes when I'm just blunt and just say one thing. Okay,
it's very clear and concise. I will mention
clean
that.
Them out. All right. So, and you know, Kristen, we laugh about that. But there's a lot of people that put a new crop in a dirty bin, all right? And let me tell you what. Have you ever helped Grant clean out a grain bin?
No.
Okay. If he ever asks, you don't want to. Okay?
I've got something else going on.
You got something else going on. It is an awful job, okay? It's dusty.
One of those dirty jobs.
Oh, it's a dirty job. It's dusty. It's hot. But we got to do. We don't want to put a new crop, a good clean crop, on an old bin. That's where we get problems with mold. With
insects, right?
Insects, with lots of things.
Uh-huh.
Clean the bins out.
Simple.
All right?
Simple. Yeah.
And the next thing, make sure they work, okay? You know, you talk about insects. You start getting around bins and doors and all this stuff. Yeah, a can of wasp spray is a good thing, all right? So, you know, take a day or two. Go around, check the bins. Make sure the blowers come on. Maybe there's critters got into the disconnects and burnt things up. You know, weed eat around them. That makes it a lot better. Let's keep the snakes and the insects out of there.
And the weeds.
And the weeds, you know, all that kind of stuff. Make sure your augers and that kind of stuff. But the thing about the grain bins, the big thing is not wait until the last minute and not making it an afterthought. And so many people that I talk to, Kristen, they make it an afterthought. All right? So as we finish up here on Get the Scoop this morning, I'm going to step back up on my soapbox just a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Grain bins are surprisingly one of the most dangerous things on the farm. Okay, we got problems with falls. I'm trying easy for me to say. We got fall hazards. We got electrical hazards. We got entrapment hazards. Folks, we got to be careful and safe around the grain bins. Let's check the ladders. Let's check the electrical systems. Okay, all right. And if we don't see something that's good about the electrical box panels, whatever switches. If we're not competent to do it, let's get somebody in there to do that right. Okay, let's fix it right. Let's try to make let's try to make 2021 harvest, you know, as safe as possible. And you know, having an accident around the grain bin just seems inevitable, but we sure want to try to stay away from that. Folks, if you got any questions about grain bins, safety, pest control, whatever it is, pick up the phone, give us a call at the extension office. We'll be glad to help out.
Yes, thank you for all those tips this morning, Chris. And we want to invite you back with us tomorrow because I'm going to be giving you the scoop on fall gardening. So make sure you tune back in here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors like Hobdy Dye & Reed and Farmers Regional Livestock Market. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.